Actually, you know, when I'm home, I spend a lot of time with the bands on the label Nitro. You know, it's a small label that has bands like Guttermouth, The Vandals, AFI, Jagged Revenge, and One Hit Wonder.
He's lying. He's got this like full on bachelor pad set up. Except he's married, but whatever.
Music stripped to the bone, free of the tawdry, superficial appeal of staple pop and rock. Music that kids can keep for themselves, away from adults brought up in the 60s or 70s who think they have a monopoly on knowing when the world was hip. Sad people, stuck in some distant past, irrelevant and outdated. Nirvana had looked ordinary, wrote great songs, and refused to be absorbed by straight society. Filling the vacuum in the wake of Cobain's senseless death were the American noise punk bands, hardly bothering the Billboard charts at all until the success of Green Day and The Offspring, but keeping the faith alive, lying dormant beneath the surface, yet visible to the trained eye. Like British punk in its heyday, it's very much a white thing. Though there is a Hispanic presence in the punk scene, Afro-Americans are barely represented at all. They don't need to be, as rap has been an effective outlet for Black American street culture for over 20 years, reaching back as far as The Last Poets, a jailhouse vocal group from the late 60s, whose members were activists imprisoned in the struggle for racial equality. But like the original British punks, who embraced reggae and dub and gave rise to the two-tone ska craze of the early 80s, rock and hip-hop have no problem with the occasional collaboration. Aerosmith and Run DMC's classic mega-hit, Walk This Way, Ice-T's Body Count meshing of hardcore rock and rap, the apparently unlikely meeting of minds of Anthrax and Public Enemy, and even R.E.M. in their sad transformation from the world's most urgent rock band to fey hippie pop minstrels, engaged the services of rapper KRS-One for Out of Time's insipid opener, Radio Song. And the Beastie Boys, probably America's most consistently creative and genre-bending rock band, are the classic white purveyors of funk and beatbox-based pop grooves. Pretty Fly for a White Guy was the first single to be lifted from The Offspring's second album for Columbia, Americana, and was an instant worldwide hit. With its central character an uncool, street-unwise wannabe hipster, this glorious slab of punchy meta-metal power pop acknowledges the fact that it's tricky trying to be fly and a white guy. With the Latino vibe of its first few bars and its self-deprecating ironic humour, the group, whilst not formally plundering the style of Black American music, had at least acknowledged cultural disparities. The sad white guy living in denial, who wants to be as hip as the black boys in the hood, is an inspired creation, and catapulted the Offspring into the hallowed realms of the pop mainframe. The phrase, "And all the girlies say I'm pretty fly for a white guy," resounding the world over, and finally becoming the soundtrack for a glossy TV commercial, perhaps the ultimate sign of mainstream breakthrough. You don't have to know anything about the esoteric world of American punk subculture to get the point of Pretty Fly. And that's the mark of all great pop. Music with instant appeal that is non-elitist and fun. Nearly half a century ago, Elvis Presley took the sound of black music and transformed it into something which the inherently racist white radio stations could play without upsetting their listeners. Fortunately, a lot has changed since. And although the Offspring will never be true rock and roll heroes, they're too well educated, far too clean, and don't do drugs. They have taken the teenage sound of the suburbs and have driven a wedge between the staid, unimaginative world of radio-friendly American rock and the netherworld of teenage lifestyle punks, bringing with them the grit, energy, and raw urgency of the bands who were once their peers, but from whom success has now far outdistanced them. With Americana having gone platinum and the new single, Why Don't You Get a Job, riding high in the UK charts, the band have capitalised on their strengths and have completed the transition from small-town wannabes to major players in the international arena. Hardcore punks will snort in disgust, but for Dexter Holland, Greg Kay, Noodles Wasserman and Ron Welty, the reactions of intransigent purists is irrelevant. Time will tell if their example will be a wake-up call to the worldwide record-buying public, or whether they will have had their moment of glory and will simply decline into a slow fade like so many before them. True punks or just another pop band, it doesn't matter. The Offspring have brought fun and irreverence to American rock music, and that is no slight achievement.